Adjusting to college life can be demanding, and that's without having any dependents to take care of. But for many student mothers at Michigan State University, it can be overwhelming having to balance so many responsibilities: school, a job, daycare, parenting. Sarah Mbaye, however, managed to make it through to graduation. She's here to tell us her story, along with Lori Strom, coordinator of MSU's Family Resource Center. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi.
And welcome, Lori.
Thank you, Mark.
Tell us about the student-parent population, Lori, here at Michigan State University. About how many people are we talking about?
Well, that's a difficult number to gather. However, we anticipate, based on financial aid records with those who claim dependence on their FAFSA, that we have approximately 10% of our student population as parents. It's more like 16% for graduate students and less for undergrads, because grads are older. So we think there are probably between 3,000 and 5,000 students on campus that have children.
Wow. 10% overall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nationally, the statistic is about 25%, but that includes community colleges. So a community college is more likely to have
sure.
students who have children.
Gotcha.
We are more traditionally based here at MSU.
What are the common pattern of challenges that these folks face?
Well, from the research we've done and just the anecdotal conversations we've had with our students, paying for childcare is the number one barrier.
It's financial.
Yeah. And housing is also a difficult thing, because those are two of their biggest expenses. And for instance, the cost of childcare, some folks are not aware of. On campus, we have an excellent Spartan Child Development Center, and we have a laboratory preschool. And the Spartan Child Development Center has full-time infant care, which runs approximately $13,000 a year for full-time care. An undergrad's college tuition is $12,000. So they're paying more for their baby's tuition than for their own college tuition.
Oh, my gosh.
So that can be prohibitive for them. And so needing child care scholarships is one of their biggest things.
Sarah, you recently graduated from Michigan State. When you were a student, you were taking care of a child. Tell me about your situation when you first arrived as a freshman at Michigan State.
Well, I can tell you that it was very hard for me. I didn't know what resources were available when I first began college, and that's where Lori in the Family Resource Center came in and kind of navigated me through the system and how to be a productive college student, how to actually navigate the system. My daughter went to the Spartan Development Center, and there the daycare was a bit financially challenging. I was able to pull grants from MSU. I did get a little bit of help from the state, and there were other daycare scholarships available that I did apply for.
And I want to be clear here. Did you arrive as a freshman with a child?
Yes,
you
did.
Okay.
I did.
And how old was your...
Your
daughter was how old when you started classes?
Oh, she was just a little bit older than a year.
Oh, my.
So she was crying, and I had these moments in school where I felt like I couldn't finish because, you know, I'd be trying to do my homework and she'd be crying and I'd be like, oh, my God, what should I do? There's those moments where I feel like I was less of a parent and I had to focus on my education. But overall, I feel like I've gotten to that point where I'm financially stable with her and I can raise her and be a good mother to her now since I've gotten my education.
And you learn a lot about balancing your priorities really fast in those circumstances,
definitely.
I imagine. And you also grew up as a foster child as well.
I did. I experienced that, and that was an overwhelming experience for me as far as coming to school, not having that mother to lean back on and having her there to tell me that things were going to be okay. When I came here, I was all alone. I actually started, I moved on campus 2 months before school started because I was living in the Spartan Village apartments. I was homeless. I didn't have anywhere to go, so they let me come on campus and live in Spartan Village. Lori was there. She actually helped me find furniture and the resources in order to have a living environment available. You know, it was hard for me.
So you had been accepted by the university but did not have a place to live? Is
no,
that right?
I had no place to go.
My gosh. Yeah. What was the most valuable lesson looking back on that chapter of your life? Is there one lesson that stands out in your memory as really being most instructive?
I would say to continue to push and be just be perseverant. You know, there are times when you want to give up, but you can't. You have to fight through all your obstacles that you're facing because you want to be in a place where you don't have to worry so much anymore.
Is Sarah's experience typical of student parents, Lori?
Yes, it is. She's a typical success story, and that's why we're so proud of her. And she continues to support our student parents who we currently work with. So she hasn't forgotten us and comes back around for them as well. And we have some great stories, students who were 15 years old when they had their children and persevered and made it through. And it's very challenging. Sometimes we'll lose them. You know, it just becomes too much, and they can't handle and manage it. So we can't hang on to everyone, but their persistence and their ability to graduate is really what we work towards. And every spring we have a banquet where we recognize the students who are graduating with their kids, and it's a nice luncheon where they can bring their families, and so that's important. So we have people like Sarah come back and tell their stories, and we have some great, I could spend the whole morning telling you some of those success stories.
Well, it must be important for kids, for students in this situation to see that it can be done, that it can get rough, but it can be done.
It can be done, and they create a panel to go to speak to teens who are in high school who may be pregnant or parenting, to give them that word of support and inspiration to say, yes, you're looking at this now saying, I'm going to live on welfare for the rest of my life, but that's not necessarily the case.
So people like Sarah are on their radar before they even apply to Michigan State University as kind of a role model.
Because they have dreams. And one thing I think people are unaware of is we hear about Title IX protecting women in sports. It also protects pregnant and parenting students in college. So we see that 71% of these student parents are women, and they can be disadvantaged. So part of the struggle is being looked down upon in the university system. Well, you have a kid, you know, that's like some cross to bear. But we know that there are some professors and folks on campus who are highly supportive and very sensitive and reach out, but some may not be as sensitive. And we encourage the students to have those conversations up front. If you're pregnant, let them know up front, because they'll be more supportive of you if they understand your challenges.
Sarah, were your professors, did they become aware of the fact that you were a parent as well, or typically not?
No, usually I hid that fact. And then when, you know, things would arise in the middle of the semester, there were times when I actually had to go to my professors and let them know, look, I have a sick child. I'm struggling with this class because my child, you know, is giving me a hard time. They're sick. Sometimes I did have to let my professors know, but they were always understanding about certain circumstances. You know, I feel like it made them look at me differently, only in the fact that they respected me more for the responsibility that I had. That's a message that I want people to know, is not to be afraid to let professors and those TAs know your circumstances, because they won't look down on you unless, you know, you go on and do horrible and don't focus don't let them know.
Lori, tell us about your event this weekend. You've got a carnival going on to benefit this whole cause.
Right. We want to bring awareness to the public of the needs of student parents. We have a scholarship fund through the University Development Office so that we can disperse some funds each semester to needy students, as they mostly are needy. But they have to maintain a 2.5 GPA. They have to prove community service work, and so there are standards for them to receive that funding. So the carnival is the Breslin Takeover on Saturday, tomorrow the 6th, from 1 to 5, and all kinds of fun kids' games and events. And then we're also having a resource fair on the concourse level so people can learn about financial support, but the YMCAs, the school systems, the daycare centers in the Greater Lansing area that can support parents to find quality care for their children.
Great. Sarah Mbaye is a former student who recently graduated from Michigan State while raising a child. Lori Strom is the coordinator of MSU's Family Resource Center. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.